Was there more promos than principle on show in the Oval Office yesterday? That's certainly been some of the criticism. Here's what the Taoiseach had to say in response to that at the Friends of Ireland lunch in Washington yesterday.
I know, I think I gave the essence of what I believe in terms of the Middle East, which I've been consistent on from the very, very beginning. And I've been interested in the Middle East for a long, long time. I got the opportunity to give the broad approach of the Irish. I think I use that phrase, humanitarian impulse, which is, I think, the bedrock of Ireland's interest in the Middle East and interest in peace and a two-state solution.
Micheál Martin in Washington yesterday, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Watching it from here, Paul, the criticism that he could have been more forceful.
I think that Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, was walking into the court of the king, and if he was going to be very forthright in criticising Donald Trump's policies in relation to Gaza and Ukraine, those two big foreign conflicts where Ireland's got a very strong position on, he was risking a brawl. And the question is, what's the value of having a brawl on live TV in the middle of the Oval Office? We saw what it meant for Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president. Mm-hmm. So I think what Micheál Martin signalled earlier in that interview you just played a clip from was that his overriding priority in going to the United States was protecting the Irish economy and protecting Irish jobs, and therefore everything else became secondary. And it was notable that while he did reference Ukraine and Gaza and Trump's push for peace, he didn't get into things like Donald Trump's suggestion that the population of Gaza might have to be forced out, nor did he talk about Ukraine and the pulling of security advice for the Ukrainians and the military difficulties that had. So I think he knew what he was walking into. He had a plan, and I think he executed it pretty well.
A lot of reaction to that quip on our housing problems from President Trump and the Taoiseach's reaction there.
Yeah, I mean, he was asked a direct question, Micheál Martin, what is your number one priority in government? And he said, solving the housing crisis, building more homes and building them faster. That was the initial response. It was a lighthearted intervention by Donald Trump, who said, that's not a bad problem, given your economy's expanding. And there was a bit of laughter about that. And Micheál Martin laughed too. And I think that has been used by the opposition parties to say he should have not been laughing when so many people are in difficulty. So it has become a live issue. But I don't think that's what the Oval Office encounter will be remembered for.
And on a day when the trade war between the EU and the USA certainly kicked up a gear, and President Trump's animosity to the EU, he certainly wasn't hiding it in that encounter in the Oval Office. He knows a lot about the pharma investment here. He knows about the Apple tax. It could have gone a lot worse, couldn't it, if the president had been in a different mood?
Yes, I mean, this was the morning that he would have learned that the EU was going to hit the United States with reciprocal tariffs come April. So Micheál Martin was the first EU leader to walk through the door, and he could have had a right go at him, but he didn't. And I think that is important to note. But it's also equally important, just because you've got a cordial meeting in the Oval Office, that doesn't mean Donald Trump is going to change his course of action. And that could mean a trade war, which could be difficult for Ireland. And there's no way of protecting Ireland, because we're part of the European Union. And as you heard earlier on in the programme, he's also going to be moving on corporation tax, and that could have issues for Ireland as well, with our coffers stuffed with cash due to that line of income stream that could disappear too.
Yes, and interesting the question, Micheál Martin being asked about Make Ireland Great Again. Again, J.D. Vance put on his shamrock socks. He didn't start telling Micheál Martin about his view that Europe has internal problems bigger than even Russia.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange thing to walk into an Oval Office where everything's so unpredictable, and the vice president is unpredictable too. And we saw when the Ukrainian president visited that, you know, he too can turn a situation. And so Micheál Martin was walking in trying to effectively find positions of agreement, even if the overall policy wasn't something he agreed with. He was diplomatic in that. I think he and the coalition certainly believe that he did everything he could have done. This was mission accomplished. But it's also true to say that opposition parties are very firm in the view that he just could have pushed it a little bit more. He could have pushed that dial and been a bit more forceful. And that argument will continue. I don't think you're going to have a meeting of minds on it.
And of course, we didn't have the usual Sinn Féin delegation in Washington or at Capitol Hill, but that appeared to be a surprise to Donald Trump.
Yeah, wasn't aware of what was going on. I mean, it's also worth pointing out that this wasn't a huge thing in the United States. It's reflective of that view that Ireland's access to the White House is important, Ireland's access to the whole of Capitol Hill is important, but in American terms, St. Patrick's Day isn't necessarily a big thing, and maybe that's emblematic of it. The US president wasn't quite clear just exactly what was happening vis-a-vis Irish politics.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you.